You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome to another high-energy episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial, or online at 3cr.org.au in full high-definition monophonic sound. And if you have problems with Centrelink or your job provider, get onto our website at auwu.org.au, and there you will find information that will hopefully be of some help to you. Or you can just shoot us an email with your problem to advocacy@auwu.org.au, where we have people standing by and eager to help. Okay, now, from the 1st of November, the Disability Employment Service will be rebranded to Inclusive Employment Australia, which I'm very sceptical of, because every time they make a change, you always seem to lose some of your rights. Or will it be harder for you to apply for disability payments? You already heard back in March this year what a guy by the name of Alex, who gave us his horrific story on trying to claim disability and what he had to put up with, and he's in a wheelchair. Anyway, if you're a current participant in the Disability Employment Service, DES for short, and have mutual obligation requirements, well, they'll be paused from the 16th to the 31st of October to accommodate the transition into Inclusive Employment Australia, abbreviated to IEA. During this pause, you will still get your payment but will not receive any demerits for failing to meet your obligations during this period. But they will resume after this period, starting from the 1st of November under the new IEA program. So from the 16th to the 31st of October, that's about 2 weeks and a bit. If, however, a job provider does suspend or cancel your payments during that period, you let us know straight away. Don't muck about. Just remember, if your payments stop, the bills don't. Of course, you still have to keep up with your job search efforts because that's a monthly thing. So there's no way around that. Not that you want to anyway, because as you're well aware, being on Centrelink payments is certainly no holiday, despite what mainstream media tells you. I'm sure everybody listening here would love a steady income from employment. Now, this information about the pause could change sometime in the future. So just keep listening each week for any updates, because you will hear it first on Breadline. Now, you may remember back in August, one of our activists, Hank Ferguson, a well-respected member of several organisations, including ours, padlocked himself to a drilling machine at the Flemington Towers in protest of their demolition and eviction of all the tenants. It did result in him being charged and is now facing court. A number of people will be accompanying him on the day, I included, to show our support. If you would like to show your support, come to the Melbourne Magistrates Court, 233 William Street, within the CBD in Melbourne, 9:30 AM, Monday on the 13th of October. The more people the judge sees supporting him, the better.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Well, that's all the news I have at this point, so I might have to... What the? Oh, news just in. Hot off the press from the 3CR newsroom. Thanks, Karina. She used to just slip it under the door. All right. More than 300,000 Australians had Centrelink payments cancelled illegally, new analysis shows. Hundreds of thousands of Centrelink payments were illegally cancelled because of a glitch in the automated system that runs the government's controversial mutual obligation scheme, the peak body for community legal centres has said. The analysis from Economic Justice Australia shows about 310,000 people had their Centrelink payments unlawfully cancelled between 2020 and 2024 because they were not given enough time to reconnect to a job provider after missing a compulsory activity as part of their mutual obligations. Job seekers are required to meet their mutual obligation requirements by attending meetings with an employment provider and applying for jobs to continue to receive their payments. After job seekers receive 5 demerits in the mutual obligation system, they enter what is called the penalty zone, where they risk having their payments completely cancelled. Payment cancellations have been paused since July last year after the Department of Employment and Workplace Relations, which runs the system, said it had unlawfully cancelled the payments of 964 people. But the Economic Justice Australia Chief Executive Kate Allingham said the organisation had used public payment cancellation data and recent legal cases to determine that the number is a lot higher. We pulled this together and put it to the department and asked them whether or not we were correct, and we were, Kate Allingham said. The system is being applied unlawfully at worst and its defective administration at best. It's thousands and thousands of people who are having really serious consequences because there are errors in the automated processes. EGA believes about 20% of the people affected could be eligible for some form of remediation, and while it is not considering a class action currently, it is looking at options for litigation. Yeah, good on you, Kate. Stick it right up them. Legally, payments are not allowed to be cancelled for 28 days after someone has missed a mutual obligation, and providers under no obligation to check why a person has not engaged. Well, that's funny. They used to be. The cancellations, which may have affected people on JobSeeker, youth allowance, parenting payment or disability support pension, happened before the 28 days. In 2021, Jane, who asked that her real name not be used, had just enrolled in the government's new Enterprise Incentive Scheme, more commonly known as NICE, which helps unemployed Australians start their own business. Participants in the NICE scheme do not have to attend job provider meetings, but Jane was enrolled with employment provider Wise, which then suspended and cancelled her payment after she did not show up for a meeting. I started receiving random calls and text messages from Wise Employment, she said. They started harassing me throughout the year while I was in this small business program, and I complained to Centrelink over and over and over again. Yeah, well, that's typical. They listen to a job provider, but not a recipient. Okay, to read on about this. Jane, who is now 45 and lives in public housing in Melbourne, had been told in writing that because she was doing the NICE program, she did not have to engage. She repeatedly contacted Centrelink about it, but Wise continued to contact her. Then, in late 2020, her payment was suspended and was cancelled before 28 days had elapsed. She had about $800 in the bank, which she lived off for several months. I didn't pay my power bills, I didn't pay my rent, I just couldn't afford to pay it, she said. I would survive on just very simple food, like bread and cereal, and I would have flour so I would make muffins. After she ran out of money, Jane applied for JobSeeker and tried to take her case to the tribunal, but gave up because it was too much. I was actively trying to fight for what had happened. I was trying to seek advice, she said. A spokesman for the Anti-Poverty Centre, Christine O'Connell, said the problem extends beyond cancellations to payment suspensions, which are triggered by a provider. What is fundamental to this is that while some of these processes can progress automatically, every single one of these things involves an unlawful decision by a human being at the beginning of the process, O'Connell said. Every month, payments for tens of thousands of recipients are still being suspended, government data shows. Between January and April this year, there were 157,680 payment suspensions. O'Connell said the government should immediately pause payment suspension while the Commonwealth Ombudsman finishes its current investigation into the legality of the system. And the next most urgent thing that they need to do is to generously compensate every single person who has been affected by an unlawful decision, she said, because it is not just about people not receiving the income they needed to live on for the period of time that they lost their payment. It is about the extraordinary distress and harm and the consequences in people's lives. Both the department and the Employment Minister, Amanda Rishworth, were contacted and asked how long they had been aware of the EGA report and how accurate the analysis was. Both refused to answer. In a statement, Rishworth said the department had assured her that when the issues were detected, they quickly paused them. Our government understands the importance of ensuring that systems and processes operate effectively, particularly when they interact with vulnerable people. Well, this is true, but they won't compensate people all the way. Like if they're renting privately, they can't afford the rent. So, of course, they get turfed out. The landlord gets new tenants in. They're still responsible for the rent, so their debt is going up and up. And it's so hard to find a place these days. Once you're out, where are you going to get another place to live? It's incredible. So they're not fully compensating you for that, in my opinion. Kind of stinks there. But anyway. All right, so thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to join us again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.